So apparently, AI can now predict exactly how many avocados a grocery store needs 3 weeks before you even realize you want guacamole. And it's saving billions in food waste. Let that sink in. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right. Story number one. Silicon Valley is betting big on AI that can predict what you'll put in your shopping cart before you do. The startup Afresh just raised over $80 million from Andreessen Horowitz and other major VCs to solve what turns out to be an incredibly complex problem, figuring out exactly how many perishable items a grocery store should order. Here's the thing: grocery stores have been running on surprisingly primitive systems. Most still use manual spreadsheets or basic software that doesn't account for the dozens of variables that affect how quickly avocados ripen or how weather impacts berry sales. The result? About 30% of food in grocery stores gets thrown away. That's billions of dollars of waste. But here's where it gets interesting. Afresh built neural networks specifically designed for fresh produce that can predict demand with incredible precision. They're looking at variables most forecasting systems ignore, like how perishability changes with seasons, how one product's sales affect another's, and even how local events might drive demand spikes. And honestly, I think this might be the most underrated application of AI right now. We're all focused on chatbots writing poetry, while these systems are quietly solving massive real-world problems. Afresh claims they're reducing waste by 25% while actually increasing sales. That's the holy grail in retail, better for business and better for the planet. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching startups like Afresh tackle the produce section, something else was happening quietly in the back end of major grocery chains. Companies like RELEX Solutions have been building AI systems that go beyond just forecasting and actually optimize the entire grocery operation. RELEX is valued at over $750 million and is working with some of the largest grocery chains in the world. What makes them different is they're connecting demand forecasting to everything else: pricing, promotions, labor scheduling, even shelf space allocation. Think about it. If AI can predict you'll buy more ice cream this weekend because of a heat wave, it should also tell the store to schedule more stockers on Thursday, adjust prices dynamically, and maybe even rearrange freezer displays. That's what these systems are starting to do. The results are pretty stunning. Grocers using these AI systems are seeing 10-20% improvements in forecasting accuracy for perishables. That might not sound like much, but in the grocery business where margins are razor thin, it's the difference between profit and loss. What I find fascinating is how little big tech is involved here. This isn't coming from Google or Microsoft. It's specialized players who deeply understand the grocery business. Kroger, for example, has built their own AI forecasting through their data science division called 84.51 Degrees. Yes, that's really their name. They're leveraging their massive loyalty program data to make these predictions incredibly personalized to each store. Quick hits before we go. Antuit, another AI forecasting company, was acquired by healthcare AI company Olive AI in a strange crossover that shows how these prediction technologies work across industries. Google Cloud is quietly powering some retail AI systems, but they're staying in the background rather than building grocery-specific solutions. And UK retailers are reporting that AI is reducing manual planning work by up to 75%, which means those inventory management jobs are changing fast. You know, we spend so much time talking about AI hallucinations and chatbot fails, but today's stories show how AI is solving real problems in ways that actually matter. The technology predicting how many avocados to order might not be as flashy as the one writing your emails, but it might be doing more good for the world. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.